The Bells of Bourneville Green by Annie Murray. Read by Frances Barber. Birmingham, 1962. What the flippin' heck's the matter with you two today? It's Christmas, isn't it? Not a wet weekend in Bognor. They were in the girls' dining room at Cadbury's, which was decked out festively with streamers and tinsel. The young woman who had spoken had pulled up a chair beside Greta and Pat. Greta looked up, managing to pull her round, pretty face into its infectious smile. She didn't feel like pouring out what had happened this morning, the row with Mum, the angry, bitter words. "I'm all right," she grinned. "It's Pat here who's down in the mouth." "It's Josie. She was took bad last night. We didn't get much sleep." Pat's older sister Josie was severely handicapped, and it was all Pat's mum could do to look after her. Pat was a quiet, sweet-natured girl with thick brown hair and a lovely dimple which appeared when she smiled. She rallied herself and nodded across the room. "There's your mom, look." Greta glanced round to see her mother, Ruby Gilpin, advancing across the dining room. She worked at Cadbury's 3 days a week. Buxom, pink-faced and smiling, she was calling to one of her friends and completely ignored Greta. "Can't get away from the old lady, can I?" As usual, Greta acted as if she hadn't a care in the world, though inside she boiled with hurt and anger. She could still hear the shuddering slam of the front door when she stormed out that morning. But Pat was watching her. "Is everything all right?" "Why wouldn't it be?" They cleared up their plates and headed off to put their overalls on again to start work, Greta trying to look cheerful. But Pat stopped her, a hand on her arm. "You and your mom had a bit of a..."